instrument, horns and rhythm.
Give it to him.
Welcome back to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. I'm Beth Ruyak. We started the Mardi Gras celebration a little bit early on Insight with a visit from Sacramento's Element Brass Band. The band's big, powerful sound filled the studio, and then after the show, we recorded a video in the Cap Radio Garden, and you can find it on our website. Here's some of our conversation in the studio. Bandleader and saxophonist Byron Colburn introduced everyone.
Thanks for having us. Yes, so I'm here. We have to my right Brandon Au on trombone. Also on trombone this morning, we have Gio Antolin. We've got Brandon's brother Justin on trumpet with us today. Back in the rhythm section, we've got Miss Q on the drums.
Q.
Also Zarin Sims on drums. And Mr. Benoit Shepherd on the sousaphone, the big bass horn. And rounding it all out, we have our hype man, our MC, Daniel Smith, with us this morning.
Mr. Smith, glad to have you all here.
Thank
so,
you.
Brandon, I hear that you're the one I can talk a little history with, because Mardi Gras seems to be center stage for first line and second line, but it wasn't always that way. It didn't actually just come out of Mardi Gras.
Well, there's a great tradition of brass band in a lot of our culture. A lot of it comes from marches, military backgrounds. Like one of the first brass bands that comes to mind is like John Philip Sousa from that era. And back in New Orleans, when you know the first melting pot of jazz was starting to be formed, it came from partially those brass bands. The marches, people would be playing in the street. Music that people had a pulse they could walk to, and it kind of mixed in with the other cultures that were culminating around that area. You had the French quadrilles, which was kind of like a dance that was going on. You had ragtime, Scott Joplin, you know, playing songs like The Entertainer, Maple Leaf Rag, which evolved, and they kind of messed around with the beat, made it a little bit more ragged, as it were. And all of this kind of mixed in with the blues that came in from you know, African-Americans coming in from the South, and they all mix together, and it's kind of like my favorite food that is served at Mardi Gras and in New Orleans, you know, gumbo, which is a mixture of all these different cultures.
I went to the crossroads, fell down on my knees.
You take those things, the marches and all those things, and everyone brings in what they can bring to the table into the music, so you can have the same song being played and with different people, and will be different because they all have their own strengths and their own spin that they'll put on the songs that we play.
Hey, could I hear some second line applause for that history lesson?
Absolutely.
That was pretty awesome, wasn't it? Yeah. So, Benoit, with the tuba, the way you marched and played would have been so much different if you were in a John Philip Sousa march compared to throwing the blues in there.
No, absolutely. And, you know, Buddy Bolden, you know, they had something called Big Four. You know, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. And that was kind of the pulse that changed how people moved. Transitioning from the marching band to kind of the brass band thing, and not only how, you know, how the tuba plays, but how the community and people dance. There, this has always been a community music, and people come out and they get involved. They can't help it. You know, and a lot of it is just the change of that drum. We can't help but, you know, groove a little bit as we play.
So give me that again, the one, two, three, four, and everybody just start improvising, just to add into the beat he's got going, because you all started moving as soon as he did that. So go for it, Benoit.
One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three,
one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three,
the idea of second line. That's just what would happen, right? You're out in the street and
it happens all the time.
Somebody throws out the beat and the sound and everybody jumps in to follow. Okay. So, Daniel, in a more formal setting, you'd be MC, but when you're in the street and you're going with a brass band, that's when your percussion skills need to be tapped, right?
Very true. Very true. I might see a little child or a grandmother that's over there, you know, kind of not engaging with us. So I kind of went over there and let her know, or let him know, that hey, you're part of the party. You're the second line. So get up, you know, dance, baby, dance. You know, it's a rhythm. It's a rhythm thing. It's passion. It's love. People see that we're coming from the heart at everything that we do, every spectrum, every corner. So they engage.
Well, I do want to get to the album, but we've set up so nicely here for some music. You ready for a first song?
Sure, yeah, we'd love to play a tune for you. This is going to be the title track of our new album. We brought a copy in here for you, Beth. It's called Turn Up by our drummer, Matt Gentry.
Your feet,
get up on your feet,
and get down with A, baby,
down with E, baby.
Yo, come on, baby, dance,
come on, baby, dance.
I said, dance, baby, dance,
and dance, baby, dance.
Yo, get out your seat,
get up out your feet,
and get down with this beat,
and get down with this beat.
Don't you worry about nobody,
don't worry about nobody.
Turn up, everybody. Turn up, turn up.
I can't talk softly after all that, can I? Whew. All right, let's talk about the new album. Callie Got a Brass Band.
Yeah, so this is our brand new album. It's our second album, but it's been a little while since we've put one out. This work is kind of to let people know that, Callie does have a brass band. This music comes from New Orleans, but it's growing out here, and we want people to know that we got something to say. This album is all original music. And lots of different people from the band have contributed. Once you check it out, you notice that pretty much I think every tune is composed by somebody else different in the band. So it's pretty unique in that respect, too, for a brass band to get kind of our own flavor on things, so to speak.
That's Byron Colburn with Benoit Shepherd, Miss Q in the back, Zarin Sims, Gio Antolin, Justin Al, Brandon Al, and Daniel Smith. So there's a lot of you. How do you make sure that you stay in agreement, all good friends, no drama, no fussing?
Well, we've been...
Nobody said a word. Well, you just had to lean in, Byron.
I'm like, well, I'll field this one as the band leader. You know. Well,
wait, no, Benoit wants
to say
something.
Go for it, Benoit. Yeah.
Well, you know, it comes to the music. We're all involved in so many different things throughout, you know, our days. But when we get to come together and break bread through the music, it becomes about the music. And we're able to put things aside and just play.
I think we have a little bit more music.
Sure, yeah. We'd love to play another tune for you. This next one is also on our album, and it's called Eat Your Heart Out.
Don't trip, we got this game on lock. Cali got a brass band, we just won't stop. A glass of lemonade or some gummy sticks. This band, EBB, we do the ultimate. And we gon' turn up, warp non-style. We gettin' wild, and listen to the band. This is the Get Down, it's the doctor of the band. And the doctor will see you now. Like full court pressing the beats, lyrically pressing the beats, just finessing the beats, never stressing the beats, what? And it's an ill technique, so watch my brass band speak. San Diego, San Diego, San Diego, Cali got a brass band, eat your heart. San Francisco, San Francisco, San Francisco. You know, Cali got a brass band, eat your heart, Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Said Cali got a brass band, eat your heart out. The valley, the valley, the bay, the bay.
Sacramento's Element Brass Band with Byron Colburn, Brandon Al, Gio Antolin, Justin Al, Mrs. Q, Zarin Sims, and Daniel Smith. Saturday, March 10th, the band is playing the Boom Boom Room in San Francisco. Then fast forward, Saturday, April 14th, Element Brass Band comes back to Shady Lady in Sacramento. And on Wednesday, May 2nd, the band is playing the final noon show at Sac State. That's Insight Music for this month. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Chris Remington, and Cody Drabble. Thanks to Andrew Nixon and Matt Pacini for help with the videos. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Have a great weekend. Go out and enjoy some live music.